In June last year, the company transferred ownership of Bougainville Copper Limited to the government of Papua New Guinea, and I understand Bougainville, thereby avoiding rehabilitation of the Panguna copper mine. Did Rio Tinto ever conduct an assessment of cleanup costs? And if so, will the company make those studies public? And how can Rio Tinto claim to be committed to sustainable development when it simply walks away from rehabilitation like it does in Bougainville?
In terms of Bougainville, the position is that, as people may or may not know, we were essentially obliged to leave the island in 1989, which is almost 30 years ago. I want to assure you all on the record that since 1989, Rio Tinto has not had access to the mine site. We have not commissioned any environmental studies at all in relation to the mine site, not having been there for the last 30 years. But I equally believe that our decision last year to gift the shares in Bougainville Copper Limited to the people who are closest to this asset, who may want to develop, who know best how they can use the asset for their advantage in the future, was the right decision. But in short, in terms of the environmental issues there, we've not been on site, and we have no comment to make in this area.